Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
At Humana, our Medicare Advantage plans give you coverage and care you can count on, along with guided support to help you feel your best. You could have a plan with a $0 premium or an all-in-one plan that may include medical and prescription coverage, as well as routine dental, vision, and hearing. Learn more at gethumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let's just start right there. Let's start with that. One of the stories that I just heard in the Fox News update. Pretty sure that's what everybody heard across our listening area here this Monday morning on 1370 KXTL Butte, 1450 KMMS Bozeman, and 970 KBUL Billings. Of course, 1340 KPRK Livingston. Here you go again. The phony fake fact checkers. They do this every time. And the local media all too often here in Montana does the same fake, phony garbage. Oh, we're going to do a fact check. Oh, yeah, because we can trust your fact check. Give me a break. When they claim that they're doing a fact check, we know exactly what they're doing. They're putting on the spin on behalf of the Democrat Party, or they're putting out the spin on behalf of some government official who's trying to shut down your business. Remember when we saw that like crazy on steroids during the whole COVID-19 garbage? Anyway, here you go. They're claiming, oh, that's just misinformation. And then you've got Dana Bash on CNN. And then you've got Kristen Welker on Meet the Press. No, we're going to fact check that. That's not actually happening. Let's start with this. Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton, fellow combat veteran Tom Cotton, who was recently in our Montana Talk studios, about a month or so ago. The Daily Wire points this out, how Tom Cotton shreds Kristen Welker when it comes to the fact that FEMA has been spending $1 billion of your dollars to give it to illegal aliens or so-called migrants, whatever, you know, phony status the Biden-Harris tester regime has given these guys. Oh, but then they claim they don't have enough money for storm victims.
My broader question to you, I think, is about this misinformation. Do you think this is a time to put falsehoods aside, like the idea that FEMA funds are being redirected to migrants, which is just not true?
Well, it is true that FEMA and the Department of Homeland Security have been spending billions of dollars on migrants. I understand some people say they're separate funds, yeah, but we just passed a short-term spending bill. It's very common for the administration to come and ask for permission to move money between funds, especially to prepare for emergencies. And second, I would note that this administration seems to have no problem finding money when they want to spend it on their priorities. When they need hundreds of billions of dollars to pay off student loans for graduate students and gender studies programs, they somehow find it. When it's trying to get helicopters to deliver food and water and cellular service and life-saving medicine into these mountain valleys, they somehow can't seem to find the money.
See, these folks in the fake news media, they should be the ones that should be bringing up the points that Tom Cotton just brought up. They should be the ones saying, well, wait a minute, you know, the head of Homeland Security, wait a minute, FEMA is claiming that this is false information, but here's the facts. But no, they don't do that. Instead, they run cover for big government. They run cover for the Democrat Party. We see the same fake, phony fact checks here at the local level here in Montana. Oh, well, Senator Tester didn't vote for that bill. Oh, give me a break. Give me a break. John Tester has had the power to stop all of this nonsense in a 50-50 Senate, but he has failed to use his power to stand up for Montana and for American national security.
Securing America.
In a scathing new report, the DHS Inspector General warns three agencies may be inadvertently increasing national security risks. The IG writes, under current processes, CBP and ICE cannot ensure they are keeping high-risk non-citizens without identification from entering the country. Additionally, TSA cannot ensure its vetting and screening procedures prevent high-risk non-citizens who may pose a threat to the flying public from boarding domestic flights. The report also states CBP and ICE accept self-reported biographical information used to issue immigration forms that allow non-citizens to fly domestically. DHS is pushing back, saying the Inspector General's report contains inaccurate statements, lacks important context, and is misleading. In Washington, Griff Jenkins, Fox News.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With sunny skies and some areas of smoke and haze today. High temperature readings range from around 73 in Bozeman to 80 in Billings. For tonight, clear skies with low temperatures in the mid and upper 40s. And the outlook for Tuesday does call for areas of smoke and haze, otherwise with sunshine. Highs stay in the upper 70s in Bozeman to low 80s in Billings. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Monday, October 7th. That will officially mark 1 month until Election Day. 4 weeks later, that Tuesday is when the election will take place. Massive election here in 2024. Trump v. Harris at the national level, the important U.S. Senate race here in Montana, Supreme Court elections, and much more. We're going to have guests join us on the show as we head into the election, but really, we want to keep phone lines open for you as well, because the best part of the show is when we take your phone calls on Montana Talks. Hey, Aaron.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get 3-pound packs of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $2.99 a pound with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, there's another one to go with that soundbite that we played from Tom Cotton on Meet the Press via the Daily Wire just a couple of minutes ago. Here's another one. This is Dana Bash, the Daily Caller, flagging this one for us here. Dana Bash scrambles to silence Laura Trump over aid to Helene victims, to the Hurricane Helene victims, particularly in the Carolinas, in North Carolina here in particular. So we played the soundbite for you where you know, Meet the Press is trying to basically, you know, help Joe Biden and Kamala Harris dodge the facts, dodge the real questions. And Tom Cotton, as the Daily Wire pointed out, just shredded her and made the point that, somehow the Biden administration has been able to find money for this and for that, and they've shifted money from this account to that account. But, all of a sudden they can't do that anymore. So reminiscent of you know, Joe Biden when it comes to the disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan and how he always tries to blame Donald Trump for that. And he says, well, we just followed the policies that Trump put, you know, had set up. We just had to follow his policies. And it's like, wait a minute. You canceled all these other Trump policies, but you couldn't even slightly divert. Now, of course, what Joe Biden said there is a lie. It's an outright falsehood. But even if you wanted to run with that lie and you wanted to run with that falsehood, like so many in the fake news media do, you would say, well, wait a minute, Joe, you canceled this, you canceled that, you stopped doing this, you stopped doing that. Oh, but for some reason, you had to follow exactly the previous administration's policy on that one for some reason, which is a lie, but that's what their claim is. Okay, well, then why did you act so hastily to shut down the Keystone XL pipeline, which was supported by the previous administration in particular? Anyway, back to this whole deal here. So this is Dana Bash scrambling to silence Lara Trump over aid to Hurricane Helene victims.
He's bad there, but My question is about the misinformation, particularly the notion that they are moving money to migrants, undocumented migrants, which FEMA says flatly is not true. And if people are not getting correct information, then they can't go for assistance as they have been asked for. I just want to quickly play with Senator Tom Tillis.
Let me just say for one second.
Go ahead.
You have migrants being housed in luxury hotels in New York City. We have paid so much money from our tax dollars into the crisis that didn't need to happen. We could redirect money to help people immediately on the ground in North Carolina.
That's a separate tranche of money.
All right, there you go. So again, you could hear Dana Bash wanted to throw out this baseless claim that this is misinformation. But then you could tell she really didn't even want to give Lara Trump the opportunity to respond to it. Luckily, Lara Trump did interject there. But even then, Dana Bash and CNN tries to just brush this under the table and provide cover for this administration right now. Speaker of the House Mike Johnson, meanwhile, was on Fox News Sunday describing how the response at the federal level has been a massive failure to Hurricane Helene.
Well, I would just tell you at the federal level, this has been a massive failure. And you could just ask the people there on the ground. I have been there. I was in Georgia. I was in Florida where Hurricane Helene made landfall there on the coast. And then we'll be going to the hardest hit parts of North Carolina on Wednesday of this week. When you talk to the people who are directly affected, they will tell you that this has been an abject failure. FEMA has lost sight of its core mission, I think, in so many cases. And the administration has not shown that they were prepared for this this eventuality and this terrible disaster. The thing about Hurricane Shannon is that we know that they're coming well in advance. You know, they had more than a week's notice of this, and yet we still have people who have not been served and even rescued in North Carolina. It is a heartbreaking, tragic, and infuriating situation to have the federal government fail as they have.
Well, and we've got now the storm Milton that's being tracked in the Florida Gulf. May land there as a Category 3 later this week. So DHS Secretary Mayorkas has said they don't have money to get through what they need for the rest of this hurricane season. We've heard similar statements from the Secretary of Transportation. President Biden has said more money is needed. He actually sent a letter to congressional leaders on Friday night, including you. And he said specifically the Small Business Administration is in real trouble. Here's what he says. I warned the Congress of this potential shortfall even before Hurricane Helene landed on America's shores. I requested more funding for SBA multiple times over the past several months. And most recently, my administration underscored that request as you prepared a continuing resolution to fund the government. Will you call Congress back before the election? Do you need to?
Look, we'll be back in session immediately after the election. That's 30 days from now. The thing about these hurricanes and disasters of this magnitude is that it takes a while to calculate the actual damages, and the states are going to need some time to do that. I'm from Louisiana. We're a hurricane-prone state. We're experts at disaster recovery. We've done this. You don't just send estimates to the federal government. You send specific needs and requests based upon the actual damages, and that takes some time, especially with storms of this magnitude. So Congress will do its job. Remember that before we left Washington, the day before Helene hit, by the way, made landfall, Congress appropriated $20 billion additional dollars to FEMA so that they would have the immediate dollars they need to address the immediate needs. Then after that, Congress always takes its the due approach of providing what is necessary. Congress will provide. We will help the people in these disaster-prone areas. It's an appropriate role for the federal government, and you'll have bipartisan support for that. And it'll all happen in due time, and we'll get that job done. There shouldn't be any concern about that at all.
All right, several news stories on our Montana Talks website right now. Billings firefighters recover body from downtown house fire. Plus, Tommy O'Neill asked the question, is there an arsonist on the loose in Butte after four structure fires in a single day? Those headlines and more next.
Democracy 24.
Vice President Kamala Harris highlighting abortion rights at a campaign event in suburban Atlanta.
When Donald Trump was president, he hand-selected three members of the United States Supreme Court. The Court of Thurgood and RBG. With the intention that they would overturn the protections of Roe v. Wade. And as he intended, they did.
Harris mentioned the deaths of two Georgia women who, according to a ProPublica investigation, were denied or delayed access to potentially life-saving medical procedures as a result of state abortion restrictions. Here's what the mother of one of those women told the vice president at the Unite for America 2024 forum hosted by Oprah Winfrey.
I want y'all to know Amber was not a statistic.
Abortion opponents insist voters should not blame deaths and injuries on laws restricting abortion, but on abortion itself. In Atlanta, Jonathan Searing, Fox News.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With sunny skies and some areas of smoke and haze today, high temperature readings range from around 73 in Bozeman to 80 in Billings. For tonight, clear skies with low temperatures in the mid and upper 40s. And the outlook for Tuesday does call for areas of smoke and haze, otherwise with sunshine. Highs stay in the upper 70s in Bozeman to low 80s in Billings. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Look, we've got the most important U.S. Senate race in the country here in Montana. And you're seeing what the TV stations are putting out. You already saw what the major newspapers are putting out. A bunch of fake news media that's just propping up liberal Senator John Tester and doing whatever they can to be biased against Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy. Here's the deal. Facebook doesn't want you to see the truth. Google doesn't want you to see the truth. If you want to get our Montana Talks content that we're delivering, download the app on your smartphone.
Fall into big savings all in the Kroger app. Buy two get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get 3-pound packs of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $2.99 a pound with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Good morning, everybody. It's time for your Daybreak Ag Report. I'm Russell Nimitz, and thanks for being with us here on the Western Ag Network. Well, a hot and dry fall has certainly created the perfect environment for this year's devastating wildfire season to continue. And one of the biggest blazes in the entire country now is the Elk Fire burning in the Bighorn Mountains in northern Wyoming. Since the fire began, ranchers have been busy getting their cattle off of the mountain and back home to safety. Last night, I talked with one of those ranchers, Nate Kane, who described the fire's impact on their summer Forest Service permits.
This mountain permit for us, and it is for every permittee up there, it's a big part of our overall operation. That's not all we have, but it's a big part of it. And that'll be some meetings I'm sure we're going to be having with the Forest Service this winter, hopefully this winter and early next spring, and seeing to the deferment and how long they're going to defer us off of it. But it is going to make a big impact to our entire grazing strategy.
Now, he said luckily they didn't lose any cattle in the fire, and talked about what he saw as they trailed their cattle off of the mountain this weekend.
We didn't go through any big crazy flames or anything, but there was dang sure fire around us. The trees all burned off. I mean, just torched in a lot of areas. It doesn't even look like the same place. It's not what you what it's looked like over the last how many generations. There hasn't been a good big fire up there. It's going to be different for the generations to come, but fire, it's bad when it's happening, but a lot of the times it's gonna get some good grass production going up there too.
And like so many others impacted by the Elk Fire, Nate wanted to thank the firefighters for their efforts and also acknowledge the outpouring of support from all of the communities in the region. As of Sunday night, the Elk Fire near Sheridan had already scorched over 70,000 acres with little to no containment. Stay with us. We'll have more Ag News right after this.
It's a couple hours before the football game, and the question is, what are you bringing to the tailgate? Classic beef cheeseburgers, steak fajitas, or maybe that beefy seven-layer dip everyone raves about? No matter what you bring, if it's beef, you're going to be the MVP. Together, we bring more. Rev up your crowd at beefitswhatsfordinner.com. Funded by Beef Farmers and Ranchers.
Walter Schweitzer, president of Montana Farmers Union, inviting you to attend this year's convention, October 17th through the 19th in Whitefish at the Grouse Mountain Lodge. Our keynote speaker this year will be Zach Ducheneau, administrator for the USDA's Farm Service Agency. Come cultivate community and debate grassroots policy that will support family farms and ranches at the Montana Farmers Union's annual convention. Register at MontanaFarmersUnion.com.
Well, they say in life, only two things are certain, death and taxes. And according to AgriPulse, Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump are offering far different tax plans that would have significantly different impacts on agriculture and, of course, on federal budget deficits. They say the next president will be confronted with a massive political challenge due to the looming expiration of key provisions in the Tax Cuts and Job Acts, which was signed into law by Trump in 2017. But the new president's ability to shape the outcome will, of course, be determined by which party wins control of the House and Senate, or if Congress remains divided as it is today. For the Western Ag Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, President Trump makes a triumphant return back to Butler, Pennsylvania, following that first assassination attempt on his life, where he was shot on the stage and then stood up and yelled, "Fight, fight, fight." Massive turnout in Butler, Pennsylvania over the weekend. We'll talk about that and much more. Plus, 1 year later, 1 year after the worst attack on Jewish civilians since the Holocaust, 1 year after the October 7th terror attacks in southern Israel, over 1,000 people slaughtered, babies murdered, young women kidnapped, raped, entire families gunned down by these terrorists, and yet still we have folks in our in this administration back in Washington that continue to undermine our friends in Israel. I was thinking the other day, one thing I need to do, I need to go back and I'm trying to think of an easy way to do this. I need to go back and look at some of our Montana Talks headlines from a year ago. Over the course of the next 2 weeks, over the course of the next 2 to 4 weeks, just go back and look at, you know, some of the things we were covering, some of the things we were talking about a year ago, and some of the things that were taking place. Because remember just how sickening it was that even just days after the worst attack on Jewish civilians since the Holocaust, and look at how these left-wing psychopaths, what else do we call them at this point? These aren't just protesters. These aren't just activists. They are psychopaths. Look at how quickly they started running cover for these Palestinian terrorists that attacked southern Israel, that slaughtered babies, that slaughtered entire families. And look at how quickly you had left-wing activists, left-wing psychopaths in Missoula, Montana, already running cover for these terrorists and their sympathizers and in undermining Israel as they were just hit with the worst terror attack on Jewish civilians since the Holocaust. Anyway, later this morning, later on towards the end of the 9 o'clock hour of the show, our good friend, the rabbi, Rabbi Chaim Bruck from the Jewish synagogue in Bozeman, he's going to join us 1 year later. Looking forward to talking with the rabbi here later this morning. Lots to talk about here this morning. Obviously, you got President Trump's triumphant return to Butler, Pennsylvania. We've got the terrorist attacks 1 year later, and then a lot of Montana headlines for you as well. Coming up in the 7 o'clock hour, normally we have Evelyn Pyburn with us from the Big Sky Business Journal, but she is taking today off. So, here's what we're going to do, though. A couple of big topics to get to. We've got Jennifer Owen from the Billings City Council. She's going to join us here on this show. We're going to talk about jail space, a new agreement for a short-term detention facility. Crowded jails all across Montana is a big topic. We talked about that last week. So big update on that front. Plus, what about those horrific water bills? Headline for you here. Now, the information may be slightly dated, but a great report here by Alexis McAdams for Fox News Radio from Butler, PA, over the weekend.
As the former president made his triumphant return to Pennsylvania, standing on that same exact stage under the massive, rather, flag that was still hanging there from 12 weeks ago, as they remembered exactly what happened up on that stage where he was nearly assassinated.
A very big thank you to Pennsylvania. We love Pennsylvania. And as I was saying,
state police tell us it was about 21,000 people. Many people said they're still grappling, though, with the chaos that unfolded that day, but felt they needed to come back to the grounds.
There you go, President Trump. As I was saying, and he pulled up that chart. If you were at the Trump rally in Bozeman, Montana, you saw that chart. He says that chart saved his life because he turned ever so slightly to look at that chart on illegal immigration. And that's why that bullet only grazed his ear instead of had a much more disastrous result. President Trump, this is from the Trump War Room, talking about wanting a landslide election that is too big to rig.
Together, we will deliver low taxes, low regulations, low energy costs, low interest rates, and low inflation so that everyone can afford groceries, a nice car, and a home, the basics. We will stop the invasion. We will end migrant crime. We will strengthen our military. We will build a missile defense shield around our country. Much of it will be made in Wisconsin, by the way. We will keep critical race theory and transgender insanity the hell out of our schools. It's God. And we will keep men out of women's sports. We will defend the Second Amendment, protect religious liberty, restore free speech, and we will, once and for all, secure our elections. Everyone will prosper, every family will thrive, and every day will be filled with opportunity and hope, and especially for the people of Wisconsin, you're going to be happy. You're going to be happy. But for that to happen, we must defeat Kamala Harris, and we must stop her country-destroying radical left agenda once and for all. We have to knock it. We want a landslide that's too big to rig. We want a too big to rig.
Too big to rig. That's a great line for the elections here in Montana as well, especially with the phony fake news media running cover for flip-flop flat top. Hey, we got a couple callers on the phone lines that want to talk about flip-flop flat top's latest commercials. So stand by. Stephen Ballantyne, Tim and Savage coming up.
Montana State News Network.
I'm Dennis Sprague. Missoula County Sheriff's deputies say it was a case of road rage which sparked a standoff that ended when the suspect took his own life. Saturday afternoon, deputies were told a man had fired shots while passing another car on Highway 83 south of Cedar Lake. FWP wardens found the truck and followed it west on Highway 200. Traffic was shut down while deputies tried to convince the man to surrender, but a shot was heard and deputies reported the man was unresponsive and life-saving measures didn't work. Billings police and fire investigators are working to identify the victim who was killed in a house fire over the weekend. Billings police say the fire started in a home near the Deller Park Stadium around 2:30 in the afternoon. Witnesses told responders there was someone inside the house, and a subsequent search turned up the victim. In addition to the identity, investigators are looking into what started the blaze. Montana Highway Patrol troopers say a 44-year-old Summers man is the latest victim of a crash where a vehicle runs off a road and the driver is thrown clear, resulting in another fatality. This happened on the Foy's Canyon Road outside of Kalispell over the weekend. A Dodge truck went out of control going around a curve. The driver overcorrected. The truck flipped after coming back across the road, and when he was thrown clear, the victim was pinned under the truck, dying at the scene. A lot of attention is focusing on how Montana's tribes will be voting this year, with tribal members in one eastern Montana community saying they aren't being given enough access to cast ballots. Jason Laird explains their new lawsuit.
Fort Bend tribal members are going after the government over a lack of access to voting.
A lawsuit was filed this week against the counties of Valley and Roosevelt, as well as the Montana Secretary of State. The complaint argues Native Americans on the reservation face great trouble when trying to vote because of the distance away from each county seat. It alleges those counties and state have refused to set up satellite locations in order for the voting process to be easier. The lawsuit asks for that to be changed and put offices in Fraser and Poplar. Reporting for the Montana State News Network, I'm Jason Laird.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get three-pound packs of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $2.99 a pound with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No, thanks, I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let's jump right into the phone lines here. 406-294-0970. Looks like we got a couple callers who want to weigh in on the some of the TV commercials or the commercials you'll see out there on digital internet ads, etc., things like that. Steve and Ballantyne first up. What's going on, Steve?
Good morning, Aaron.
Morning.
All right. Every time I hear that stupid ad, you know, the land, you know, selling out to the highest bidder and all that stuff that Tester's got out, this is what comes to my mind, and people need to remember this. Okay, when Bullock was running, making his pathetic run for president, okay, in the primary, who did he go down to California to visit other than Hanoi Jane, right?
Oh, that's right.
He goes down here.
I forgot about that. Yeah. He did a fundraiser with Henry Jane or something. Yeah.
Right. Does anyone remember who Hanoi Jane used to be married to?
Oh, yeah.
Mr. Ted Turner. Ted Turner has got a boatload of public lands locked up over there in, you know, by the park and stuff. But it's okay for him to have that and him to pray to the elite and have his little buffalo herds running all over and doing damage. It's okay for that, but it's not okay for Sheehy to buy a cattle ranch, okay?
And to keep it in production, which is what we need. Right. We need people to keep these ranches in production, especially a couple of young Navy SEALs like Tim Sheehy and Greg Putnam.
Right. So, but it just irks me to no end to knowing that Hanoi Jane was a real close friend of the Democrat Party and Bullock, and yet she was married to one of the guys that treats the lands for his own personal gain, and he doesn't let people onto the landlocked public lands that he's got. It just irks me to know it. People need to remember this stuff.
Well, and one of the lies that they throw out there about Tim Sheehy and his fellow SEAL teammates' cattle ranch is that, oh, locked up public access. Oh, garbage. Give me a break. You still have access to the public land around there. It's just such a bunch of BS. But they despise success. That's what's really behind all of this, is that I think it's been a flaw in their campaign strategy since day one. Frank Mealy, the former editor of the Daily Interlake in Kalispell, writes for Real Clear Politics and has his Heartland Diary USA blog. And he's written about this several weeks ago, about how John Tester's ad campaigns have backfired on him, because they're attacking Tim Sheehy for his success, the fact that he was able to come back home after serving as a Navy SEAL and start this successful, you know, aerial firefighting business, and another business that was very successful. and provided support to our troops in the fight overseas, et cetera, and then was able to start this cattle ranch with his Navy SEAL teammate. And so they bash that success because the Democrats despise success. They want us all dependent on the government. They want us dependent on the government because then if we're dependent on the government, we're more likely to vote for them. But see, we as Americans, we as Montanans in particular, we think success is a good thing. Wow, the guy served as a Navy SEAL and then came home and was able to start a cattle ranch? Wow, that's the Montana dream right there. But it's that Montana dream that's been attacked by John Tester. The same John Tester that, of course, you know, puts people in power that help out the American Prairie Reserve, the APR, which is kicking ranchers off the land. Steve, great to hear from you. Thanks for the call. Next up, let's go to Tim in Savage. Tim, what's going on?
Well, you see, the difference is rich out-of-staters who vote as leftists and communists, they're good. We want them in Montana, and they're all cool, like you know, how JT welcomed JT and those others. But if you have any conservative leanings, then it's evil. And so that's the distinction.
Yeah, if you're some Hollywood celebrity like Justin Timberlake, John Tester welcomes you with open arms. But if you're a Navy SEAL and your Marine Corps veteran wife who want to start a business here and fight fires here and cattle ranch, well, that's bad.
We can't have that. No, no. Say, I got home last night and sat down, watched a little bit of Sunday Night Football on the Peacock Network there, and every single break, I'm not exaggerating, every single break was another 30 or 60 second Tester ad. And I just think this is on one network. This is just during one, just watched the first half of the football game, and every single break. And I just can't even wrap my head around how many millions of dollars. I mean, that was for me watching TV for 90 minutes, and it's flooding the airwaves, and that's got to be every network all the time. And the amount of money coming from California and from New York to fund those ads promoting the lies that he's saying is just absolutely astounding. And mixed in there, I got to be fair, it wasn't completely Tester. They threw in some anti-Swans and anti-Wilson ads, and then I even saw one Bittigieri ad with her trying to say what she was going to support. But
I think somebody told me that they believe it's something like 3 to 1 the number of TV ads or web ad, website ads, digital ads, etc. Coming from out of state funding John Tester compared to the ads in support of Tim Sheehy. And that, of course, that's accurate. I mean, since day one, I mean, look at how long they've been attacking Tim Sheehy. It's been over a year, I'm trying to think when the first John Tester, Chuck Schumer attack ad started running against Tim Sheehy. And yet all they've done is continue to help him. And it's just amazing to me. I think we should have, like, you know, one of those big oversized postcards where everybody can sign their names on it. We should send the Democrat Senatorial Committee a big postcard saying thank you, Democrat Senatorial Committee, thank you, Chuck Schumer, for continuing to light your cash on fire and waste it on John Tester in Montana, because unfortunately we're bearing the brunt of these garbage lying campaign commercials from Chuck Schumer and John Tester. But yet Tim Sheehy continues to rise in the polls and continues to outpoll John Tester. But the get out the vote effort's the key. You got to make it too big to rig, as President Trump mentioned this weekend. And so, I feel like we are bearing the brunt of the burden of those phony campaign commercials. But all that money is money that they could be spending in another Senate race somewhere else in the country. But yet they continue to waste money on John Tester because Chuck Schumer owes John Tester, because John Tester has been such a loyalist to their radical left wing agenda.
And you notice the difference in the ads. There's a significant difference between the two competing ads. One of them, whenever Sheehy has an ad, he specifically points to Tester voted for this, and you see right on the screen the vote, the date, the citation. He's as Bongino would say, he's bringing the bona fides with it. He's bringing the receipts and showing exactly what Tester has done. But Tester, just throws out wild claims, and it's always personal attacks. Rich out-of-stater. He's going to shut down public lands. He's going to ban all abortions. When did the Republican Party ever even express an opinion about in vitro fertilization? But now, if you believe all this garbage that they're throwing out there, Trump and Sheehy and anybody with a conservative bent at all wants to ban IVF.
Well, and I wonder,
never been part of the
platform. Wonder who still falls for their one-trick pony. I know there's a few people that still fall for this one-trick pony. How many elections have they trotted out this public lands and public hands? And meanwhile, it's the Democrats that are the threat to public lands and access to public lands, but yet they keep trotting this line out there. And who would honestly believe them anymore on that front? Hey, real quick, before we get to our Hannity commentary here, Tim, Stephen Ballantyne mentioned Steve Bullock, and I had to laugh. The ABC Fox stations, MontanaRightNow.com, they had a story. Apparently, last night in Butte, you had former Governor Mark Roscoe and Steve Bullock did a Butte event about preserving democracy. And according to this news story, it was all about going against dark money in our elections. I mean, for Pete's sake, Steve Bullock is the head of a dark money organization right now. He heads up a dark money super PAC, but here he is in Butte holding a town hall about keeping dark money out of our elections. My goodness. And then you got Mark Roscoe in Butte. Boy, that had to be rich. I wish they would have told us about that one ahead of time, because I'll bet you there's still some people pissed off about the whole Montana Power situation, and they blame Mark Roscoe for it.
Yeah, it's just like trying to claim, well, we don't like rich out-of-staters unless they vote a certain way. And so the hypocrisy is just wearing on me, and I am so glad we're just 4 weeks away from getting this done. But then starts a whole different fight, and so we'll have to see what comes in November.
Well, look, I just wish, you know, I've been hearing, radio ads for this left-wing Supreme Court candidate here in Montana, and I wish our side would get their message out. You can waste a whole bunch of money on TV ads right now. Anyway, obviously I'm biased on radio, et cetera, but why are we hearing the liberal Supreme Court justice candidate ads and not any for the fair justice?
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
I know your government tells you that they're going to take care of certain things for you. And I'm watching all of this unfold. I am stunned that they're telling you that everything's fine. Now, we talked to Governor DeSantis on this program and Governor Brian Kemp on this program. To their credit, they pre-positioned utility trucks and emergency supplies. Everyone knew a Cat 3, likely Cat 4 hurricane was coming. Joe and Kamala didn't do a thing, because now we know they had given the money. They squandered it. They took it out of the FEMA fund to give to their unvetted illegal immigrants.
Check out the Sean Hannity Radio Show later today, right here.
Hey, everyone. Biden may have dropped out of the race, but he's not done just yet. Will he jam through his hidden tax trap at the last second, right before he goes, where he could raid your retirement funds, supercharge your income taxes, increase utility and gas prices, and inflate costs on things you need to live? Some or all of this could affect you or your family in one way or another. So if you want to wait and see, you may as well kiss your retirement savings goodbye. The good news is you can get prepared, but you better hurry. Reach out to Gold Co. today to learn how precious metals could help you protect yourself and your family. They're offering you a free 2024 gold and silver kit, plus up to a 10% instant match and bonus silver on qualified accounts. All you have to do is visit HannityGold.com. HannityGold.com. Your retirement funds, income taxes, gas prices could all be affected. Visit HannityGold.com. That's HannityGold.com.
Paid for by Gold Co.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
You need money very badly and have little collateral to secure a bank loan.
I lend you money anyway and charge you a 20% interest rate. Many of us are perfectly comfortable making that kind of transaction illegal. There's a long history of doing so. In fact, there was a time centuries ago when any kind of money lending for interest was illegal. The urge to bring the hammer of law down on commercial transactions we don't like is a strong one. If we're all done by votes, we might outlaw trucks on city streets, chemicals transported on trains, candy bars, and cigarettes. Obviously, some of those are outlawed, or at least restricted in some places, which makes my point. But before we stretch this list to include even more unfavored industries, be they vacation rentals or scalping sports tickets, let me pose a question. Does the power of democracy extend to removing one's livelihood, especially if the product or service is bought and sold in full knowledge of what they are and what they'll cost? I'm Patrick Parkey.
Brought to you by...
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get three-pound packs of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $2.99 a pound with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The SEC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Brought to you from the Hot Spring Spas and Hot Tub Company, Friends Recommend Studio.
This is where Montana talks.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, by the way, since we had a couple callers call into this show talking about the U.S. Senate race, some of the latest campaign commercials they've been hearing, let's give you some campaign news here. If you go to x.com/Aaron Flint, you can see this and more, of course. In fact, I'm going to run right. Well, let me hold off on. Yeah, maybe I'll play that for you. We'll see. Let's see. But here we go. The oil and gas workers. The Oil and Gas Workers Association has made an endorsement in the United States Senate race here in Montana. They are endorsing Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy. I'll get to that one in just a second. But the Montana Stock Growers Association has also announced their endorsement in the U.S. Senate race. Now, thankfully, I follow the Montana Stock Growers Association on social media, so that's how I got that news. Because the likelihood of you actually reading that news in the news is very unlikely because of the fake news media that is constantly running cover for liberal Senator John Tester. But yeah, nonetheless, the Montana Stock Growers Association endorsing Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy in the U.S. Senate race. They're also endorsing Congressman Ryan Zinke for the Western Congressional District and Troy Downing in the Eastern Congressional District. So that tells you where farm and ranch country sits in this U.S. Senate race right there. Let's see, a couple of other random things on X. The Montana GOP, I think they shared this on Friday. They have video. They have, looks like Vivint doorbell camera video of a Democrat Party canvasser, a Democrat canvasser that was going door to door, caught on camera stealing one of Tim Sheehy's flyers that was hanging on a door in Billings. So busted on camera. Now, if that was a Republican busted on camera doing that, of course, it would have been all over the news. But I saw that because I follow the Montana Republican Party on social media. RNC Research has this. Montana Democrat Senator John Tester is trying to run as fast as he can from Kamala, but he can't because he supports her and her insane policies. Listen to the way that two-faced Tester, listen to this two-faced response here. He refuses to outright say that he is supporting Kamala Harris, but you can tell by his answer exactly where he stands. If you're paying attention, listen to this. This was John Tester with his buddies in the friendly media coverage at CNN.
Obviously, it's making this harder for you. You're not endorsing her.
Well, that's because I don't want this race to be nationalized any more than they want it to be nationalized. I want to talk about Montana. That's what this race is about.
But would you vote for her?
That's between me and the ballot box.
But do you think that she would make the country better if she was president?
Look, I've been appreciating some of the things you said.
Look, I've been appreciating some of the things he said. He made it very clear there that he supports Kamala Harris. He's just too chicken and coward to outright say it. Two-faced tester. There's a reason he has that name. Nationalized. Your vote to allow men into women's sports. National issue, but that's a Montana issue. Open borders. That's a Montana issue. Man, just painful to watch the way the fake news media covers for that guy. Speaking of pain, some of you are dealing with real-world pain right now. You've got that bone-on-bone constant pain that you get from arthritis. And, you know, it robs you of a lot of the stuff you love to do. For example, this fall, you want to get out hiking and hunting, but you're like, man, I don't know if I could haul a deer or an elk out of the backcountry with pain like this. Well, let me tell you what. If you're somebody who wants to get over the pain, but you want to dodge surgery, you want to dodge pain pills, well, those are no longer your only option. QC Kinetics has hundreds of clinics all across America, but they're now here in Montana, and they specialize in cellular therapies that get you lasting relief. This is where they take the healing properties that are already in your body, put them directly into those achy joints. You can call QC Kinetics for a free consultation, 406-201-6263, 406-201-6263.
Fox on Tap.
Some prominent Democrats in the House of Representatives are pressing social media giants to crack down on what they argue is misinformation and disinformation. Former Secretary of State John Kerry said recently, American freedom of speech is a major hurdle in combating, quote, disinformation.
Our First Amendment stands as a major block to the ability to be able to just, you know, hammer it out of existence. So what we need is to win the ground.
Governor Tim Walz suggested hate or inflammatory speech is not protected by the First Amendment. George Washington University law professor and Fox News contributor Jonathan Turley expressed this concern.
We are living through the most dangerous anti-free speech period in our history. That's largely due to this alliance, which is unprecedented, of government, media, academia, and corporations.
With Fox on Tech, Mike Emanuel, Fox News.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get three-pound packs of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $2.99 a pound with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.